B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. .975 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
Are you going to be beefing with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
Yes, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. 610-771-9705. It's the line for busy people and cowards. If you don't have time to hold, or if you're afraid of someone saying something back, Sound Off is the line for you. Andrew, let's see what we have today.
This is a message to Philadelphia sports fans. We all pride ourselves about how knowledgeable we are about sports, and yet somehow we disrespect and don't understand the game of Carson Wentz and Ben Simmons. We were supportive of awful players, and now we can't support the two best?
Yeah, and to me, it's not so much about support. It's about criticism within its, okay, if your wife is making you dinner and the dinner tastes bad one day, does that mean you get divorced? No. You just suck it up and eat the meal. That's what I'm saying we have to do. Doesn't mean you have to tell her the meal's good, and vice versa. If your husband makes the meal and you come home and you don't like the meal, do you get divorced? I'm saying one bad game against Phoenix doesn't equal divorce.
The Sixers have a contending team when they're running on all cylinders. When Ben Simmons does not play well or is not aggressive, like that night in Phoenix when he scored 6 points, the Sixers struggled. The key is Ben Simmons.
Well, yeah, the key is Ben Simmons. And at some point, Ben Simmons has to become a better player than Joel Embiid, probably, for them to win a championship. But right now, he is not a better player than Joel Embiid, so there's a cap on how great they can be.
Horrible coaching down the stretch by Brett Brown. You got a foul. You got a foul when you're down like that. Are you freaking kidding me? Brett Brown sucks.
It's not Brett Brown's fault they didn't foul. It was the player's fault that they didn't foul. Also, Joel Embiid had 5 fouls and was trying not to foul out of the game, so someone other than him should have ran towards the ball. That's the player's fault, not the coach. The coach has something to do with it, but not everything. We blame everything on coaches too often. The players had to execute better.
You know what cracks me up about people that want to get rid of Ben Simmons and fire Brett Brown? Like, these are the same people that say that they love somebody, I'm in love, and then after they have their first argument, they want to break up. Like, these people weren't built for adversity.
That's absolutely right. There's a certain softness to the people that, okay, the trolls are trolling, but the people who are really mean it with the trade Ben Simmons, who liked him in the offseason, will already have turned on him. Yeah, they don't like adversity. And they honestly, I think, thought for a while there that the Sixers were going to be 82-0. And once they lost their minds. Why? Too soft.
I need your help. We're in a drought of 2 weeks of no Eagles football, which is the worst thing in the world to deal with. And then I turned to my Sixers. This team last night looked like they had no game plan. They were completely walked all over.
They lost by 2 points, right, Andrew?
Yes.
2 points.
Yeah, and the line was 2.
On the road, without Ben Simmons, they lost by 2. And now they're a terrible team with no plan. You know why he didn't have a plan? Because they couldn't game plan without Ben Simmons. Now that he's out tomorrow, the coach does have time to game plan. Let's see if they look better now that the coach can plan for it.
So I called Natalie for a clear violation last night after the Ben Simmons injury. She tweets, careful what you wish for, Sixer fans, implying that Sixer fans are actually hoping that Ben Simmons gets injured. We're hoping he shoots the ball. Come on, Natalie.
Nah, you're a fraud. No. Natalie Sweet was correct. There weren't people who were actively rooting for him to get hurt, but there are people who wanted him off the team because they thought they'd be better off without him. And then, sure enough, you saw it, and they were not better off without him. That tweet was correct, and you, sir, are fraud.
You know, basketball is a very simple game. Utah was running the pick and roll on offense like almost every play. The Sixers are a very tall and talented team. Lead the league in rebounds. I don't know why Brett Brown don't have them boys take the ball inside consistently.
They went to Horford three consecutive plays at one point. He missed three layups. Embiid took 18 foul shots. Going inside is not... The Sixers have a bunch of issues if you want to look at in a macro level. None of them are that... It's just... Stop. It's not they don't go inside enough.
The Sixers finally get to within five late in the fourth quarter. Right before the commercial break, dude throws a lackadaisical pass to the backside and gets intercepted. When you throw garbage passes from the top of the arc and you just pass them to nobody, shouldn't you, like, have to get shot by paintballs or something?
Well, cut it out. Richardson threw a bad pass. They happen. Close it down, please, Andrew.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking?
Because I don't like
them. Brave. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
Radio Cuz Corner TV. Quick slants. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.